Robert Shields, and today we're talking about the secret history of the frog. How frogs single-handedly built the Roman Empire and their uses for construction purposes. People are baffled when you tell them that frogs used to be used as cement in the Victorian times, and even in today times, their eyes are used as bombs. There really is a secret storage of frogs hidden in a foreign basement. Frogs, or frags as the Irish like to say, have very small claws that they can use to dig into the skull of a living man and control it for 15 years. The frog is eventually forced to leave its male host due to a beer allergy that all frogs have. The host is left unscathed. Back before the Roman Empire, frogs were used as slaves to silverfish, whipped by their tiny tails to help them pull leaves of child silverfish from one puddle to the next to have a drink. Dead frog bones were used as scaffolding during the construction of the Great Silverfish City in Florida, all the way up until the frog liberation happened. But there were a set of absolute penises who didn't listen to the movement, and they were the Romans. Just a few weeks after the head activist of the liberation of frogs, toads, and other small amphibians got his way, Julius Caesar put them inside an airtight box and suffocated them all. He ground their bones into cement and used it for the building of the Colosseum. He also found a way of breeding giant frogs, learning from the silverfish to use their unground bones as scaffolding. But what's the future for the frogs? Will they ever get their revenge they deserve? Will they grow wheels? Will they ever be equal to humans? Only time will tell. Barbara Shields, Secret History of the World, Leicester.